Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This. I'm with the star of the show, Robin Riddle. Robin, how's it going?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. We're actually filming this in our brand new West Knoxville location.
We are, and I'm so excited.
It's a new office. It's a new studio. We're excited.
Absolutely.
We've got energy. We're ready to go for this episode. And today's topic is one that we've talked a lot about. We've done some videos on. Yeah. We're going to dive a little bit deeper today. And that is post-birth control reset. For someone like me, what does that even mean?
Okay. So a lot of women can have a lot of hormonal imbalances and disturbances after they come off of birth control. Mm. Birth control is synthetic hormones that are suppressing your body's natural hormone production. And so a lot of women, like I said, they have some major imbalances and some issues in coming off of them.
Right.
So this is just giving some information on different things that can be beneficial to help your body transition back into appropriate hormone production and get you feeling better coming off of birth control.
So could this be in both scenarios or many different scenarios? One being, hey, I'm trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I don't like this.
Yeah.
And I just want to change something up. Both.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Cool. Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. So most women, probably 80%, are going to regain normal hormonal balance within about 3 months of stopping birth control.
Okay.
But some take much longer than that. Some never fully restore balance. So this is just different things that we can do to help with that. Now, okay. For some people, we're going to just have a recurrence of underlying symptoms that have been there the whole time, but the birth control has been suppressing it. A lot of providers use oral contraceptives as a way to suppress some other sort of issue.
Okay.
Had a lady come in recently that had fatigue and weight gain, and her OBGYN's answer to that was, let's try 3 different types of birth control pills. She didn't need birth control at all, but that was the answer. I don't know what to do for you. Let me throw a birth control pill at it and see if it helps.
For fatigue and weight loss?
Weight gain.
Weight gain. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So they use it for things that don't necessarily need it. Standard of care in primary is to use birth control for controlling PCOS.
Okay.
All it's doing is covering up the underlying issues. When you stop the birth control, those issues are all going to resurface and come back.
Okay.
And some people have new issues that they didn't have before, just from the imbalances of being on it.
And, you know, like, how does somebody know that it's from the birth control? Like, and you say it, because part of me is like, okay, is this just the new normal for me when I'm off birth control?
Yeah.
Or, 3 months, I'm going to get through this. But we're going through the reset right
we're
now.
We're going to go through the reset. Some people, if they continue to have those issues, that might be their new normal. But
okay.
Irregular periods, heavy period, painful periods, all those sorts of things are not actually normal. So they still all need to be addressed.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So common symptoms that we see after stopping birth control, irregular or missed periods. So you may go 30, 40 days between cycles, completely skipping, like every other month, skipping cycles, not having a period at all. I've seen people stop birth control and literally go a year not having a period at all when they should be having them. So those can be symptoms. Really heavy bleeding, especially if you had heavy bleeding prior to starting birth control. Again, birth control did not fix that. So all that can start back again. Whenever you're on a birth control, it is, again, synthetic hormones suppressing your natural hormones. So the bleed that you have once monthly with that is not actually a period. It's a withdrawal bleed. We withdraw those hormones for 5 to 7 days. You have a little bit of bleeding. We add the hormones back on. The bleeding stops. It's not a true period.
Ah.
It's not really letting your body cycle the way that it needs to be cycling. And now one of the big trends is to use suppressive therapy where you only have a cycle every 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. I've seen OBGYNs that just tell people, go on your pills, never take the off days. You'll never have a period. None of that's really great for the body. And that definitely can cause some hormonal issues.
And the reasoning behind that would just be like, I don't want to deal with having a period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Convenience of it, but overall not great for your health.
Got it.
So starting to, again, have ovulation pain or menstrual cramps is another symptom that we see. Being on the pill suppresses ovulation, so you would not have ovulation cramps because you're not ovulating. And then being on the pill limits the prostaglandins that are released at the time of your cycle, so you may not actually have all those period cramps that you would normally have without the pill on board.
Got it.
So that can start to come back. Acne And some women go on birth control for acne. It controls testosterone levels, so it can help with acne. But when you stop the pills, that acne can come back because, again, we did not address root cause to begin with. Bloating, mood swings, nutritional deficiencies, all common things that we see post birth control pill.
Wow. So it seems that there needs to be a major reset here.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to flush all this stuff out and start fresh.
Goodness.
So there is a stepwise approach that I like to use in coming off of pills to kind of reset the body.
Now, is this just the hormonal birth controls or all birth control, any birth control?
Anything with hormones in it.
Anything with hormones.
Okay. You're mostly seeing these symptoms come out of the pills.
Okay.
But other types, progesterone-only types, can also cause these issues.
This is so important because I can see, you know, people just deciding they don't want to be on anymore, mm-hmm. and then just kind of dealing with whatever comes.
Yeah.
So this is going to be important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go. I'm excited.
So step one in our four-step approach. First thing that we're going to initiate, we want to do this for at least the first 2 weeks. This is going to be dietary and nutritional strategies. Okay. So we need to start replacing all those nutrients that birth control has depleted from us. Oral contraceptives especially are really bad for depleting nutrients like your B12 level, B6, B2, vitamin C, vitamin E, magnesium, zinc, selenium, folate, vitamin D. I can continue to go on. It depletes a lot of nutrients. So we need to replace those nutrients. And part of this is going to be through our dietary intake. So we need really nutrient-dense foods. Lots of dark green leafy vegetables. We want to eat the rainbow. Mm-hmm. So get all the crazy colors in there. Don't just eat everything green. You know, you want your peppers and your tomatoes and all that kind of stuff going in. We want to get a lot of protein in. This is going to be through your beans and nuts and seeds, organic meats, and then also taking a high quality multivitamin supplement.
Okay.
Especially if we're trying to get pregnant. So commonly, you know, women, you go to your OBGYN, you're like, hey, I want to try to get pregnant. All right, stop your birth control pill, come back whenever you're pregnant.
Right.
That's the advice that you get.
Right.
Some of them will tell you to go ahead and start a prenatal. Some of them won't have that conversation until you come in already pregnant. But again, the pills have depleted a lot of nutrients. Some of those nutrients are absolutely critical to a healthy pregnancy, like folate. So we need to be replenishing that as soon as possible, get those levels built back up so that we have the healthiest pregnancy possible if that's what we're going for.
That's interesting. I did not realize that's what prenatal vitamins were for, actually, is for the nutrients to be able to have a healthy pregnancy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense.
So folate or folic acid is one of the top things that they talk about because it helps with neural tube defects.
Okay.
And that's one of the top things that birth control depletes.
Got it.
So if you stop your birth control and get pregnant the next month, you could be super low in folate and higher risk for neural tube defects.
Could you start a prenatal while on birth control and then get off birth control? And I don't know if that makes any sense. But
yeah, you can. It's at least replenishing some of what's being depleted. Okay. You're not going to build your levels up as much as you need to until you stop the pill, but we're at least replenishing as we're going along.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
But so those are critical. And like I said, diet is a big critical piece of this as well. We need to be eating that really nutrient-dense food to help build everything back up. Mm. Also, oral contraceptives can cause insulin resistance and blood sugar issues. So we want to balance that across, again, with a healthy diet, small frequent meals, lower glycemic index. We're not eating a lot of sugar. We're not eating a lot of refined carbs. We're limiting alcohol and we're increasing our exercise.
Okay.
And consider cutting dairy at this point. Dairy is very inflammatory for a lot of people. That can be one that we can cut out and see benefit as well.
And is this with the intention of trying to get pregnant or with the intention?
This is just to heal reset. In general. Yeah, okay. Just reset in general.
Got it.
So step one, we're doing that for the first 2 weeks. We're working on the nutritional side of things. We're working on the vitamins. Then we move into step two. We continue step one throughout all of this. Okay. And really step one is just a great lifestyle in general. So that's fine to continue long term. Step two is focusing on clearing out any excess estrogen and helping to reset that hormone balance. So if we've been taking an oral contraceptive that has estrogen in it, we've got all this bad synthetic estrogen that's tried to build up in the body. We want to flush all of this out. Mm. So number one is gut health. All of this detox is happening through the gut and the liver, so we need really good gut health. Restoring this, again, good probiotics. If we know that we've got gut issues, we need to dive in and address those specifically. Then we want to support the liver for detoxification because part of estrogen detox does go through the liver. So supplement-wise, things like DIM, milk thistle, NAC are really important for this. Mm-hmm. Also, we want to look at the environment here. We want to be avoiding any endocrine disruptors, which we've talked about those before, your phthalates, your parabens, all that kind of stuff. Anything that comes in plastic, we want to be avoiding. Get all those things out of the body so that we can be detoxifying the best way that we need to. And then we have to make sure that we have good bowel habits for detox. That's how your body's getting rid of everything. So we need to make sure we're having at least once daily bowel movements. Again, that goes back to working on that gut health in general. Mm.
Super interesting. Can I ask is an out there question?
Okay.
This seems to me like a pretty darn good detox in general protocol.
Yeah.
Is this like what detox looks like? Like not just a reset for birth control, but just detoxification.
Detox in general. Your body detoxes through gut and liver. So if we can support all of that and help with all the nutrients, yes. Cool. Good generalized detox is awesome for this. Yeah. So moving into step three then. So we've done step one for 2 weeks. Then we add on step two for a week and then step three and continue those for 4 weeks. So this gets us 6 weeks in.
Okay, let's do that one more time.
Okay, so step one for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then add step two and step three for another 4 weeks.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So step two is clearing out the estrogens. Step three, improving your circadian rhythm. And this is not just how much you sleep. This is how and when we sleep.
Okay.
Body heals when we sleep. So it is about sleeping when it's dark, being awake when it's light, and having that good sleep hygiene. So this doesn't mean during the fall you go to bed at 7 p.m., but it does mean if the sun's up at 7 a.m., we should be up.
Yep.
We're not sleeping till 10 or 11 every day. We need to get the body into that good routine. And good sleep hygiene, meaning we're not having a lot of bright lights in the evenings. We're not watching TV with that blue light. We're not sitting there surfing our phone right before bed. All of that messes up with our circadian rhythm. So we want to have nice calming lights in the evening, at least 30 minutes to an hour prior to bed. We're eliminating any blue light, anything that could be stressful or stimulating in that time frame.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're 6 weeks in on this. Then we look at adding in targeted supplements. And this is where a good provider comes in as well to help focus this. But there's different supplements that can help to balance hormone levels. One of my favorites is Chasteberry, also known as Vitax.
Okay.
I use this for everything. Regulates ovulation. It can increase fertility. So if we're trying to get pregnant, it's great for that. Improves progesterone levels as well. So we're normalizing our estrogen. We're normalizing our progesterone. It's exactly what we need to do. And we're balancing our hormones.
Chasteberry. Super interesting.
Yep.
I haven't heard of that one.
I love it.
Yeah.
Metagenics is the brand that I like. They're Chasteberry Plus.
Okay.
Two pills a day.
All right.
Great. It's a great supplement. Also vitamin C. Vitamin C is great for everything. A combo of peony and licorice is another good one that can help to balance hormones. And then again, other ones based on symptoms. Mm. Those are great ones to start with. And then you work with a provider based on what other symptoms you're having to see what other supplements and nutrients we need to add in.
This is like, I love how the protocol is just for weeks, you know, it's not super intimidating to me.
Yeah.
You know, the way you've laid it out, that's super, super interesting.
Yeah.
So 8 weeks we're done? Well, I don't know if we're done.
8 weeks, we should be seeing a lot of improvements at that point.
Okay. So you're seeing some of these symptoms go down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Super. Birth control reset.
Yep.
You explained it.
Yep.
Guys, she explained it, but y'all named it. So in the comments below, what would you like to hear us talk about our next Explain This episode? This is completely off script. But guys, thank you so much for hanging out. We're going to link in the description below other Explain This episodes around the birth control topic, as well as some of the detoxification ones. Until next time, we'll see you next time.
Don't go away.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.